How are you doing? Listen, I made a video earlier on. Some of you might have seen it. Maybe you haven't seen it. And in the last 15, 20 minutes, I deleted it. And I'll explain why in a second. Right. So the purpose of the video I uploaded this morning was to explain my absence yesterday. I wasn't on the Richie Allen show at 5 o'clock yesterday because at the time I should have been on air, I was in a local police station being interviewed under caution. Okay. As I mentioned in the video, I've now since deleted. On Tuesday evening, around about 9:15, 9:20, there was a knock on my door and a police officer invited himself in and invited me to participate in a voluntary interview. I declined. He said an allegation of intimidation and harassment had been made against me and he couldn't really give me any more details, but he would like to come and discuss it. I declined that offer and he said he would return the next day to arrest me formally on suspicion of intimidation and harassment. Sure enough, he did on the yesterday at around about 4:45, just as I was about putting the finishing touches to yesterday's programme. There was another knock on the door. I answered it. There were 5 police officers there and they said that I was going to be taken to a police station to be interviewed. I was being arrested. At the police station, having spent a bit of time there, I was interviewed. The interview took about 30 minutes and they repeated that there'd been an allegation made against me, but this time they gave me details of the allegation. And in the subsequent interview, which took about 30 minutes long, I was basically invited to give my side of the story. I've never been arrested in my life. I've never been questioned by the police in my life. And obviously, I've never intimidated or harassed anybody in my lifetime. It's unbelievable to me to be taken to a police station yesterday when I should have been broadcasting my radio show. That's all I can say about that right now. But after posting pretty much the same video earlier on, people began jumping to wild conclusions about what might have happened and about who or what might or might not have been behind it. Now, I'm not going to tell you who did or who didn't make the allegation or which organisation did and didn't make the allegation because I can't. I can't. I was bailed pending further inquiries. It would be completely inappropriate and I'm pretty sure it would be illegal. In fact, I've been told as much by my solicitor to give any clues as to the identity of the party that made the allegation against me. So that's all I can say. I can say that in the course of the interview, it was made abundantly clear to me by the investigating officer that there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that I harassed or intimidated anybody because I didn't. It hasn't happened. It never happened. It's just complete and utter nonsense. But before the conclusion of this, there isn't anything I can say about it. Anything I would choose to say about it could probably get me into trouble. So that's all I have to say about it. People shouldn't be jumping to conclusions about which group it was or which group it wasn't or who it was or who it wasn't. People shouldn't do that. It's silly. But the fact remains, I couldn't present my radio programme yesterday because a party made a serious allegation against me, which is completely unfounded, and I was arrested and interviewed under caution. That's why I wasn't on air yesterday. That's really regrettable. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before in my life. Obviously, I'm working with a solicitor, and when the police drop it, because the police will drop it, I've been asked to come back to the station in late August as part of the bail terms, right? Which of course I will. And of course I will respect the bail terms. But I know for a fact that this obviously won't go anywhere. And when it is dropped, that's when I'll be able to speak completely freely about it and say exactly what happened and when. And I will do that when the police have said we're not going to take it any further. And that's all I can say right now. But engaging in wild speculation and saying it was this group of people or that group of people is unhelpful. I am in no position to confirm or to deny, or, and I wouldn't in any case, because it would be completely improper for me to do that. The shocking nature of it is that a party in the UK in 2025, any party, by party I mean group, I mean organisation, I mean individual, any party can make wild allegations about somebody, somebody of my stature. But what do I mean by stature? Well, I'm a well-known and popular independent news producer. And what doesn't make me any more less or more likely to break the law than a private individual? Of course not. But you don't have to look very hard at me as a person to understand that I wouldn't be in the business of intimidating or harassing anybody. Anyway, it's with the police now who will be making further inquiries into the allegation. And as I communicated to the police yesterday, hopefully inquiries into the party that made the allegation, the substance of those allegations, and the absence of any proof. And that's all I can say. So I'll say no more on it. I'll leave it there. Just to reiterate, I wasn't on air yesterday because an hour and a quarter before I entered the studio, I was arrested and taken into custody. And I was told that a allegation of intimidation and harassment had been made against me. And that's how it is. Sometime around 9 p.m. last evening, I got home. This isn't pleasant, of course. Decidedly inconvenient and somewhat embarrassing for somebody who's never been in any, who's never had any dealings with the law. Somewhat embarrassing to be confronted with that reality yesterday. But it is what it is. And now I just have to let it run its course. And it does me no good, it doesn't do anybody any good, speculating about the nature of the party who made the allegations against me. It's just ridiculous. I'm never going to give any clues to the identity of the party that made the allegation. Of course I'm not. As I said, it would be improper. And But when it comes to a conclusion, I'll be able to say more. And that's it, really. So enjoy your Thursday. I'll be on the Richie Allen Show live at 5 o'clock this evening. Charlie Robinson will be my guest. And yeah, other than that, all's good. All right, speak later.